Lav shel hevei, diyene chayi bachiyusan. Says, so, why do we have to have the word lefikach in the Akiva section in the Mishnah? So Mara says, true. I'll tell you, lefikach to Rabbi Akiva, the lefikach to Rabbi Akiva, lomali. You know what you need it for? Mishum lefikach to Rabbi Tarfin. Because of lefikach of the ratio of Rabbi Tarfin. There we need it. Or lefikach to Rabbi Tarfin, lomali. Why do we have to have the word lefikach by Rabbi Tarfin, halacha? I'll tell you, hokikoma. This is what the Mishnah means to teach us. And according to Kasher, even the quote of Rabbi Tarfin also, why do I need lefikach? Rabbi Tarfin says, halacha is, you are allowed to use the money. Again, if you found an animal that doesn't sustain itself, you're going to use up its money if you feed it. So halacha is, you're supposed to sell it. When you sell it now, the money, what do you do with the money? So Rabbi Tarfin says, you're allowed to use the money. So once you're allowed to use the money, the fuchur, I should know, you're called like a sherl on it. So fuchur, for sure, you should be chayiv b'yoytzin. So even according to Rabbi Tarfin, lefikach lomadi, what do I need this for? So Mora says, hachikoma. This is the chiddush according to Rabbi Tarfin. That kivon the shorule rabbonin lishtamusha begavayu, since the rabbonin gave you a heta, the rabbonin said you're allowed to use this money, so the chiddush is kemand the yishtamish begavayu dami. It's considered as if you already used it, and the chayiv achriyusan, and yichayiv yachrayis even before you use it. That's the chiddush according to Rabbi Tarfin. When you really take the money and use it for yourself, so then we have, everybody understands. Your mamash Hashem is shel now. You have a right to use it, like you borrowed it. If you're using the money for your own purpose, so of course, if an oinus happens to it, you'll be chayiv to pay back. So that was the question. What do I need to retire from the time of the fikach? The chiddush is like this. Not only when you really use the money, but even before you use the money. Since the rabbanim said you're allowed to use the money, with that alone you have a din like a shem shel. And therefore, if any oinus happens to it, you're chayiv. So the Gemara answers, since according to Rabbi Tarfin is the chiddush in the word lefikach, therefore we say lefikach according to Rabbi Kiva also. Even though according to Rabbi Kiva it's pshita, that if you're not allowed to use the money, according to pshita you're not called a shrei meshol, pshita you potter anointed. But it says it because of Rabbi Tarfin. Now the Gemara says here, the Yo'avdu Katoni, Gemara is the kashal, according to Rabbi Yosef, you want to say everybody agrees on Kedeva of Yaveh Yechayim. The machlokes in the Mishnah is only if yichayiv anointsin for the Gemara, but it says im avdu. The Mishnah says clearly lefikach im avdu chayiv achriyusin. It says according to Rabbi Tarfin. You see clearly it's a machlokes if yichayiv an aveda if it got lost, not anointsin. So Gemara says no. I tell you, she the rabba like rabba. He says the yama rabba. Rabba says nignava means ballistim mezuyin. When it says nignava, it doesn't mean a regular gneva, but it means by arm rabbis, which is called an anointsin. And avdu, when it means it got lost, not that it's your fault why it got lost, but in the case of shetavos svinosa bayom, if your ship sunk in the middle of the ocean, that is a total onus, it's not your fault. That's the lashon of avdu. See, also, when the Mishnah says the word avdu, it also means an aveda of an onus. It got lost by, not by your fault, not for your fault. Rashi says, Rabbi said it was learned in Perek HaZov, Gavi b'nei ir sheshoch v'shekleim. There also it means an honest happened. That's the way Rabbi Yosef learns our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, halachah Rabbi Tarfin, we dashen like Rabbi Tarfin, that you are allowed to use the money. Therefore, since you're allowed to use the money, you'll be chayiv anointed. Now the Gemara says, V'yad rachbo hevelei hanu zuzi diyasma. V'yad rachbo, he had this, he was holding on to money from Yisrael, he was holding on to money of Yisrael. Some of the years said, they rachba, not the yad, but they rachba heavy year. People, they rachba, they're holding on to money for the assignment of kids. So the kids, it was like a shemar aveda. He was holding on to the money for the assignment. Also, the kaim of the Rabbi Yosef, they came in front of Rabbi Yosef, they asked him the question, Omalei, ma'alish tamusha begavayu, am I allowed to use the money in the meantime? In other words, in our Mishnah it says, a shemar aveda, we just passed like Rav Tarfin, you are allowed to use the money. Here also, is allowed to use the money or not? Amalei said back, Hochi Yomer Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, Halachah Rabbi Tarfin. Halachah we're tasking like Rabbi Tarfin. Whenever you're holding on to money, you're allowed to use the money. Here also, if you're holding on to the Yisraelim's money, you should be allowed to use the money. Now the Gemara says no. Amalei Abayi said back, V'lavit Marolah, did we learn on this? That Omer Rabbi Chelboi, Omer Rav Huna, Leishanu, when was it learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Tarfin says you're allowed to use the money? Ela v'dimei aveda. Only in the case of the Mishnah again, where you found an animal, and the animal wasn't worth it to hold on to it.
So therefore, you had to go and matriach yourself and sell it, and now you got the money. So in the case where you sold the aved and you got the money, here there's a svara. Hayu v'torach bo. Since you had to work to get that money, therefore that Rabbanu will make all and said, you're allowed to use the money. Avo moyis aveda. But if you, let's say, find money, you find money wrapped up in a bag that has a simen, so in such a case you have to hold on to it until the owner comes and claims it. So here where you found money, here the lacher is, the loy torach bo. Since you did not bother to do anything about the money, loy, then you're not allowed to use this money. So in such, if so, Tahani, here where you're a shamer of Yisaimim, you're holding on to money for Yisaimim, Tahani Kemoya Saveda Dami. Here also it's like money that you found, that you didn't have to work for this money. So therefore you're not allowed to use the money. Since this is the money they gave you to watch for them, you're a shamer on it, you're not allowed to use it for yourself. It's us of you to use it. Rabbi Yosef answered him back and said, Zil, like, go away, Leshafkali the Ashlacha. They don't let me be matur. They don't let me say it's okay. No, they're right. You're talking not allowed to use the money. It's only the case, the Mishnah, it's only where you bothered to sell the Aveda. So therefore, since you're a matriarch, the other Rabbanu will make a little bit to say that you could use it. But in the case where you didn't work for the money, you can't use it. Now the Mishnah says, Motza Svarim, if somebody finds a Sefer. Now, Bizman HaMishnah, the Svarim were always like our Sefer Torah, they were golo, they always rolled up. It was like a parchment, not after parchment, but everything was written like in a rolled up Sefer. So therefore, the lacher is, Kerav ben Echad B'Shloshim Yom. You're supposed to read in it or learn in it once in 30 days. Because to keep the Sefer in good shape, otherwise you're afraid it'll get moldy inside, or ants will come inside it. So you're supposed to open it up once in 30 days. The Yemen Yadei Likris, if you don't know how to read to learn, then go to learn. Enochnami, just roll it out. Goylan Rashi says it means mitzilas on the sofai, from cover to cover, from end to end. Sheyichnas ben avir, that you want the air, fresh air to come in, that should become moldy. Avolayilmod ben batchila, but you're not allowed to learn in it something new. Because to learn something new, you have to work hard to understand that you may come to rip it. Volayikora acharimai, you can't have somebody else learning with you also, because he may push it him, you'll push it him, you come to rip it. Now, motzak sois, let's say you find clothing. So then, menara, you're supposed to shake it out. Echo the shleshim yom. Once in 30 days, also keeps it well. Rashi also, lishlet v'yavet, let the air come into it. Shletichla, trim the mold right away. Or else the inch and eat it away. V'yishoyzcho l'tzorko, you let it spread it out for its own purpose. L'tzorkoi, Rashi says, lishlet v'yavet, when you're opening up, when you're airing it out, you let it spread it out, in order that the air should come in. But v'loy l'chvoidoy, you're not allowed to spread it out for your own sake. There's to make show off when people, guests come over, you want to spread out this nice clothing as if to say it's yours. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to have own, you can't have your own hanor from it. Kli kesed, if you found silver cups, or kli l'chayshes, or copper cups, mishtamish ben l'tzorkon, you're allowed to use it for the sake of the kli itself, the tzorkon. But you're not allowed to use it in order to wear it out. Rashla, the tzorkon means semis apshin bekarko, she tzorach lesita bekarko. They mean like come on, jazuish mrosim. You can only watch a kli kesef in the dirt, in the ground, like a good shmir is to hide it in the ground. But since that's where you have to hide it, you have to take it out once in 30 days, tear it out. The figurech mishdamish b'yom tzorkon, you're supposed to use it to keep it in good shape. Avolel tzorkon. So when you use it, pashto means you could use it for your own use. Because your own use now is good for the kli. Avolei l'sochkon, Rashi says, it means lo yishtamish b'em zman orach. Don't use it for a long time, because then it'll wear out. You'll wear away the silver that you can't do. Now, kli zov, let's say you find golden kalim, or kli zchuchas, glass kalim, lo yiga behen. You're not supposed to touch them at all. And Rashi says, zov einem estafesh b'yoritz. If you put hide it in the ground, nothing happens to gold. And the same thing, glass also, nothing happens to it. It's lo yiga behen, don't touch them. Until the Yovi Novi comes. In other words, it means until the owner comes, until he takes the claims of that. Motza sack, a kufi, you find a sack or a basket. V'choldova, shendaka, litol, any derech that you usually don't take yourself. Harez a litol, you don't have to take it. So see in the Gemara, this talking about a zaka v'en l'chi kvaydei. If it's not covered for you to carry, you yourself would not walk in the streets with holding a sack, holding a basket, so it's not derech for you to do it for yourself. You don't have to pick up an Aveda. We'll see in the Gemara, that's called the Zot and Venel Fikh Vaidai. that does not do respect for you to pick up such an object, then you put it from the mitzvah hashavas aveda. Now the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, ha-moitzi tefillin b'shuk, if somebody finds tefillin in the street, so shom demeyim umenichem liyata, value how much it's worth, and sell it right away, and just the money hold on to it. That's all. But don't bother holding on to the tefillin, you have right to sell it right away. On this, Moslev Ravino asked a question. It says, Aloha, in the Mishnah, Motzah Svarim, if you find Svarim, so Kareya Behem, you're supposed to hold on to it, and learn from it once in 30 days, Echol Eshleishim Yayim, the man you're there, Likra, is Gedolon. So Gedolonim, Mashmi, you have to take care of the Sefer. But Shom Demeyim, Umanichem Lai, but to value it and to sell it and hold on to the money, that's not. So what's the difference between Tfilin and Svarim? Abaye says, yes, there's a big difference. Abaye, Tfilin, Veibar Chovui Mishka Shchichi. Tfilin is Shchichi in the stores. Rashi says, in the base plainly, Vaisten Tfilin between Limkor. Because there's a Seferim around that makes Tfilin. And therefore, you should sell it right now and hold on to the money. And whenever the person comes and claims it, you'll give them the money and they'll buy another pair of Tfilin. Therefore, it's Kedai to swear that you shouldn't have to take care of the Tfilin, it shouldn't get spoiled. It's Kedai to sell it, and when he comes and the person claims it, he'll buy a new pair of Tfilin or use that money to buy another pair. It's not so shchichi to find svarim. Therefore, you don't just sell it, because maybe the owner won't be able to buy it back again. So therefore, svarim is supposed to hold on to it. Turn about a word like this. Hashoy you'll say for Torah mechaveru. Somebody borrows a sefer Torah from his friend. Hareze lo yishlenu liyacher. You're not allowed to lend it to somebody else. Like anything, if you borrow something, you have the right to lend it out to somebody else. Poischa v'kareya boy. But if you borrow it, you're allowed to open it up and learn from it. Obavach lo yilmud boy batchila. But you're not allowed to learn something new. We had before, because then you use it up too much. Lo yikara acher rimoy. And you can't have somebody else learn with you. Now v'chein, the same halacha applies. Hamafkit sefer Torah etzach averoi. If you put your sefer Torah by your friend, you tell your friend to watch, hold on to your sefer Torah. So halacha is that person, when he's the shamer, he has to watch it. Goyel loy kol shnei masa chodesh. He has to be goyel, open it up, right, once a year. Poischa v'kareya boy, he's supposed to open it up and learn from it. In v'shviloy tischoy osa. But if he opens it up for his own use, not for the taking care of it, that's awesome. Like, he didn't borrow it to use it. You're a shamer, you're supposed to watch it. See, you can only open it up for the sake of the Sefer Torah itself, but not for yourself. Sumcha Sayma, Sumcha says, Ba'achodesh Shleishim Yoyim. If it's a new Sefer Torah, you have to open it up once in 30 days. The Yoshin, if it's an old one, then it's enough, Shnei Masachodesh, once a year. Rebbe Loza ben Yaakov Oyme Echad Zev Yechad Zev Shnei Masachodesh. No, whether it's a new one or whether it's an old one, yeah, it's enough once a year. Take care of it. Now, Omama, what did we just say? That Hasho Yil Sefer Torah Mechaveroi, if somebody borrowed a Sefer Torah from his friend, HaRezi Lo Yeshlenu Liyachar, he's not allowed to now borrow it, give it out to somebody else. So Mar asks, My Iarya, Sefer Torah, what do you have to tell me a special locha by your Sefer Torah? Afilu Kol Milinami, by any object is the same way. The Yomer Resh Lokish, Yomer Resh Melokish, that Kan Shona Rebbe, at such a loch like this, Rashi says in the Masech to Gittin, Rebbe learned in a case like this, that Ein Hashoyel, Rishoyel Hashoyel. If you borrowed something from your friend, you have no right to give it out to somebody else. It's only for you and not for somebody else. For Ein Hashoyel, if you rent something, Rishoyel Hashoyel, you're not allowed to rent it out to somebody else. So what's the Chiddush by Sefer Torah? The same halacha applies to anybody. Rashi says, Kashan Rebbe is a Masech to Gittin, Tanan Ashleh, Geb Yorot Yisrael, the ways of Mashal Fabi Aracher. What if I give him the same halacha there? What you have, you're not allowed to rent out to somebody else. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, Sefer Torah Itzrach Lei. Here there's a Chiddush about a Sefer Torah. Because now the same I would have thought to say, Nichol Lei Liyinish, De Tisave, Mitzvah B'mamayna, a person is happy if you do a mitzvah with his own mamin. So therefore, maybe, if you borrow a Sefer Torah from somebody else, maybe you would have a right to borrow it out to somebody else. The owner for sure would be Nicha. Kamashmula, no, not like that. Unless the owner says the Farish, you have no right to lend it out to somebody else. The owner gave it to you, and not to give out to somebody else. Then it says, Poischoi b'kareya boy. You're allowed to open up the Sefer Torah and learn from it. For the Gemara Pshit, of course. V'yelo l'may shayla minei. Like, for what other purpose did you borrow it? Like, you borrowed a Sefer Torah. Subshit, who you borrowed it to use it. So, subshit, you'll have to learn from it.
So the Gemara says, Seif Yisrochlei, the Seif is the Chiddush over here. That it says, Ubevach lo yilmad bay batchila. You're not allowed to learn something new in it. That you can only review something you learned already once before. But you can't learn something new. That's the Chiddush over here. Even though you're bound with the Sefer Torah, still, you're not allowed to learn something new. Then it says, V'chein ha-mafkid Sefer Torah etzach ha-veroi. If you put your Sefer Torah by somebody else, he's watching it for you, so Gerdel, you're supposed to roll it up. Kol shnei masach chodesh. It's a whole year. Chur means once a year. Poitchoi, if you open it up, the Korea boy, and you read it. So Moritz HaKrasha, Maya Viritagabe, what is it doing by you? The Rashi says, the Kasha is like, Maya Viritagabe, what is it doing by you? Kasalka Taito, the half meaning was, Litzor Koi Komar, that you want to open it up for your own sake. For Loy Litzor Sefer Torah, not for the sake of the Sefer Torah. To Litzor Sefer Torah, Tonal Lei Goy Loy Koshne Masachodish. That, for the sake of the Sefer Torah, you are about to open it up. Lochet Pachinon, Maya Viritay. So Gabe Sefer Torah, Likwis Boy, Litzor Hatzmoy. Like, what's wrong here? Like you say now, he can't open up for his own sake. Why not? Just calculate this. The Kara says the Kara boy, so Morris Klasha, my Avitagabe, what is it doing by you? Like, why are you allowed to do it? The person gave it to you just to watch. So you're not allowed to use it for your own sake. So how come it says you're allowed to open it up, place of the Kara boy, you're allowed to learn from it? The question is why? My Avitagabe, what is it doing by you? Like, you're not allowed to use it for your own purpose. To Sue, it says, Imbish Viloi Pochsei Osa. If you open it up for yourself, it's also. But Amrit, you just said, Toichs of the Korea boy. You just said you are allowed to open it up and learn from it. So what's going on, Lechura? What else can you do with a Sefer Torah? It means like this, Hochi Kama. Im Kishu Goyoloi, Toichs of the Korea boy Mutta. If when you're opening up the Sefer Torah for the sake of the Sefer Torah itself, that ear should go into it, and then once it's open, Avad, you're allowed to learn from it. Like even though then you're using it for yourself, but so what? Since the main purpose is to open it up to air it out, you're allowed to learn from it. But if you only open it up for yourself, for you to learn from it, that's also. Since you don't have permission, it's somebody else's sefer, you're only watching it, therefore you have no right to open it up for your own sake to learn from it. Sumcha says, if it's a new sefer, once every 30 days you have to open it up. The Yoshin, an old sefer, once a year. Whether it's a new sefer, whether it's an old sefer, it's enough once a year. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov from the Gemara Hanma Tanakam, and that's also a Tanakam, says once a year. Eleimah said like this better. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Echazeh, Echazeh, Shloshim Yoim. That's his Kiddush. That whether it's a new sefer, whether it's an old sefer, you're supposed to open it up once in 30 days. You have to air it out once in 30 days. But you're not allowed to learn from it new stuff. Because then you'll use it up too much. You can't have somebody else learning with you. For the Gemara Ramin, we'll have a question on this. It says, Lo yikra pasha v'yishona. You can't learn a pasha once and then go over it a second time. Lo yikra boy pasha, you can't learn a pasha via targum and then say the targum on it. Lo yifchas boy yaisim gimel dafim. You should not open it up wider than three dafim. Lo yikra boy shloshe b'nei yodim. You can't have three people learning together the krach echot at one place. So it's mashma, three you can't. But hoshnayim kerim, mashma two you could. And we're saying now even two you can't. Yeah. Rabbi Bayit, I'll tell you like Kasha, there's no steer here. Kan binyan echot, kan vishnein yonim. If it's one in your Rashi says a pashachas, then ain't kerim. Because then we're afraid even two people can't, because they'll come to push it to him, he'll push it to him, you can't do it. But b'shnein yonim, Rashi says, zeh bedav zeh kurin, lo yosir lishmutem yadodi. If they're reading two different places, then it's open, each one he learns here, I learn here, we're not going to push to one another. Therefore then we say to his mutter. And echrami, even in such a case, three would be yosir though. When you have three, then they may still push away one from the other. Now the Mishnah says, Motzak, so you find clothing, Menara Echolish Leshim Yom, you have to shake it out once in 30 days. Lameimu, what do you want to tell me? Diniya Malilo, that shaking out clothing is good for the clothing. I have Omer Reb Yechon and said, Mishi Eshla Gardi Umi Metoich Beisai, somebody has a weaver in his house, Yenayek Susu Bechol Yom, he's going to have to shake out his clothing every single day, which is mashmet something not so good. Like he's saying, Rashi says, Mi sheyesh l'gadim v'esoy, sheyorug le'talisar es chadosh es tomid, it'll always be making new clothing for you, yenayek susim v'choyoyim.
It means to say it's not so good to shake out your clothing. If you're gonna have a weaver always having new clothing, so on a new clothing there's always some cloth still stuck on it from the weaver, so you'll have to shake it out. But it meant to say it's not such a good thing to shake out your clothing every day. And here Mashma Adarab, it's something good to do with. You are supposed to shake out the clothing. So when it's poshut. I tell you, Amri, the chol yoyim koshel. If you shake out your clothing every single day, then it's no good. But echad eshloishim yoyim malilo. But once the 30 days, then it's very good. Iboy yisem, another terrorist says, lakasha. Ho bechad, ho betray. Rashi, if one person does it, it's not so bad, it won't rip, then it's okay. But when you have two people shaking it out, then they both pull it, then it'll come to rip. It's no good to have two people shaking it out. Iboy yisem, lakasha. Ho another terrorist. Ho biyodo, ho bechutra. One is with your hand and one is with a stick. With your hand will be alright. But you do it with a stick, then it's no good, then you may come to rip it. Another terrorist says, Lakasha. Hover the yamra, hover the kitna. One is with wool, then it's no good. And one is with kitna, with flax, then it's alright. Amar Rabbi Yechon. Yechon said like this. Kisa de chorshin, de kosa, de chorshin, for like kosa de poshrin. You better off drinking a glass of water that comes from chorshin, Rashi says, from kishuf, a magician, rather than drinking a lukewarm water. As lukewarm water is very dangerous. So Rashi, since we're talking about Derech Eretz, now we're talking about this also. Now, Philemon was only said that the kli matkes, if lukewarm water is in a metal kli, ava b'kli cherish leslambo, if it's an earthly kli, then it's not so bad. Or b'kli matkes, even in a metal kli, nam l'hermon el b'leit tzovis, you didn't boil it up first, it wasn't boiling. Avol the tzoyis, it was once boiling, then less lambo. Even though the water now is cooling off, even though now it's still lukewarm only, still it's mutter. Vleimonelo de loyshod de beitziva. He didn't throw anything inside it, any spices. Rashi says, kol dovish neis notech hamashke, or yasavu maitavni grass, or spices, or yikri b'sam, even small, the roots of it, kari tziva. Usually tziva means small pieces of wood. That means if you throw any type of spice into the water, then it won't bother you. It's only if you didn't throw it in, that's when it's awesome. It's a sakana. Abul Shodu Beitziva, if you throw some spice into it, then less lambo. Then you don't have to be afraid, there's no sakana in drinking such water. But otherwise, it's no good to drink lukewarm water. Yeah. See, Rach just says, because it's kosher, ki kosher nein legufmoid. Yeah, it's very bad for the body to drink such lukewarm water. Zaita. V'yom Reb Yechon also was saying now milsa of derech eretz. V'yom Reb Yechon on mi sheheniach loy oviv moyes harbe. If your father left you over big Yerusha, you got $1 million. For right to love them, you want to just destroy it, because he's teaching you what not to do with it. But if you want to just destroy it, then yilbash big de pishtin. Wear a lot of flax clothing. V'yishtamash b'klitz chuchis. Use a lot of glass. The Yiska Pelim and hire a lot of workers, the Ayeshu Vimoyim, and don't sit with them. Let them take care of your house, they'll ruin everything. Alright, turn over. Now we explain. What are these three things? Yilboish Big the Pisht. Yilboish Bekli Pishton. What does that mean? The Kitna Rumisa. It means with the Romans' flax, which is very, very expensive, and you'll get a dirty fist. And therefore, you'll just ruin it up. You'll waste your money. It means white or glass. White glass or a crystal. It's expensive and it breaks easy. So therefore, you just use up your money.